and welcome to another episode of Junkulus from the Netherlands of Untold Mysteries Out of Quarantine on bbsradio.com, and the date of today is 22 December 2007. And the topic of today will be an interaction with the Pal Talk room on Pal Talk, and the topic will be predictions of 2008 and wishes for 2008. And we also talk about 2012 as well. But first of all, I sincerely hope that everybody has a wonderful, vacation and holidays and Christmas. And of course, we're going towards 2008, and maybe it's good to stand still from all the people doing pioneer work in making alternative media, having alternative knowledge, and using that knowledge to somehow predict the future. Now, it is important to note that if we talk about the future, it doesn't mean that you have to be a psychic or that you have to be a paranormal person. Sometimes when you do your research in alternative news and alternative knowledge, what has been, censorship in the media or has been not been discussed in mainstream, that can help you to actually predict the future, having access to alternative knowledge. So what I want to do is this. I will read the text in the chat room of Pal Talk called BBS Radio Untold Mysteries Out of Quarantine 2008-2012. And I will read some text if people want to share their predictions of 2008 and some wishes for 2008. But I also want people to join me, if you're listening now in America or elsewhere in the world, to call us up and be a part of this show. So if you are wanting to phone in, that is possible. You can phone in toll-free 877-876-5227. I will repeat, this toll-free number, you can call in and be part of the radio show and talk about your view on the future or 2008 and your wishes for 2008. It is important that only people who are into alternative knowledge can call, because I don't want to listen to people who do not research in alternative knowledge. Let's say that you are mainstream and you predict, for instance, yeah, we're going to war with Iran, you know, that kind of talk. That's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for people who are into alternative knowledge and alternative research and media, and, going to several different types of websites that consider themselves as alternative media, like BBS Radio is, and have your own predictions, what you think will happen in 2008. And most of it can be fear-based, but it doesn't have to be. So you can also have some predictions that is positive, that is uplifting, that is hope for the future, hope for our children. So I hope that you also have some encouraging predictions for 2008 if you want to phone in. Again, toll-free, 877-876-5227. 877-876-5227. And for the people who are calling international, outside the United States, 888-815-9756. I repeat, for people outside America, 888-815-9756. Okay, we're going to discuss my predictions of the future first, and people can comment in the chat. People can, participate in this debate. I will read the chat text in Pal Talk, the room, and think of the concepts that I'm going to talk about. I predict in 2008 there will be more and more people from the media, the mainstream media, being very afraid of the people themselves. They are going to turn the tide of behavior that the media will slowly go towards the people instead of serving the multinational big corporations, and that you see a tendency of change in behavior and talk, less ridiculing Ron Paul, for instance. There was already MSNBC and CNN, more and more people admitting that they did some slander or smearing, and that they say, you know what, it was wrong what we did. Some of them may be apologizing for their behavior because they're going to get afraid of the people because the people are fed up. And this is important. So people say it's no use to protest or there's no use to do something, but it is. If we en masse going to not take it anymore, and we make let us our voice being heard, they can actually change, including the media. So not all of the mainstream media have to be puppets. They can also have a change of heart, and they have to play their role, of course, and they maybe are afraid to lose their jobs, but on the other hand, they're going to be afraid of the people if they're being exposed. You see what I mean? So you have different kinds of... Now, that is my prediction, that there will be a change in behavior of the mainstream media, that they know that more and more people are waking up. And according to Susie Jane, according to her, she told me that there's an estimate of 500,000 people waking up in the world every day, almost. So more and more people worldwide waking up and saying enough is enough. We know who is controlling, who are the puppet masters, and we're not going to take it anymore. And I was so happy to hear about, because I was on vacation myself, so I was a couple of days off. So I missed the money bump of Ron Paul, of the Tea Party, but I heard that he collected on one day 6.2 million or 6.3 million, and that is a new record. And because of it, he has a lot of attention in the media again. And because of that attention, that in itself is worth millions of money. You know, if you want to spend money to come on the mainstream news and mainstream programs, you have to pay a lot of money to have that much airtime. But because of him breaking records of fundraising, Ron Paul is being on television again and again, and that in itself is also worth millions as well. So it's actually maybe doubling or tripling the amount of worth that is is happening. What I also going to predict is that more and more archaeology will be come to the surface that has been researched for many years concerning strange pyramids that have been found all over the planet. There are many countries, including in former Yugoslavia and other countries, and Bosnia, the Bosnian pyramids, that they will admit we found archaeology findings that is so old, we never considered that there are ancient ruins that is older than the human race or is thousands and thousands of years older than we assume that the so-called cavemen were not able to produce that kind of technology or that architecture. Especially when they find some strange symbols attached to it. And also on Mars, there will be more and more artificial structures on Mars, new pictures coming out from Mars that reveal that there is some kind of intelligence on the planet maybe a long time ago and was destroyed or living in secret in the ground basis. But whatever will happen, we will step by step be confronted by information that will open the minds of the people, like, okay, if there is life on Mars once, then there's another stepping stone to accept that extraterrestrials are here. Now, the problem is, if the extraterrestrial presence will be acknowledged by the government, that in itself, I can talk for hours about that, that's called exopolitics, and I have also a website called exopolitics.eu from Europe, exopolitics.eu, you will see that I'm deadly serious to bring it up in the European Parliament in 2009 in the future, if everything goes well, and bring it on. Because if it's happening, it has huge consequences. And I think there are stepping stones towards it. So maybe a strange prediction, but I predict in 2008 will be the first acknowledged signal, intelligent signal from outside this planet coming towards our that we receive a intelligent signal and it's being confirmed by the NASA. They will tell everybody that this is not means that it is still alive. It's just a signal that is traveling for so long that that the moment that we receive it, they can actually be dead before we receive it. So they will say, don't worry, this message is not a threat because it's just so old. It doesn't have to be a threat because we just know that it is a long, long time that this signal traveled towards this planet. So that's another stepping stone of the huge debate, are we alone in the universe? Of course not, but a lot of people who have UFO encounters and alien encounters will say, no way, we are not alone. But it will be another stepping stone for the awareness of the people that we are not alone in the universe. Therefore, who knows? And there will be more and more confirmations of architecture and artificial structures on the Mars and Moon that will be also being revealed. I think it will be revealed by the Russians, by the way. And India wants to go to the Moon next year. Did you know that India wants to go to the Moon? But because America decided not to go to the Moon anymore. For what reason is that? Can anyone tell me why is it that the Americans decided not to go to the Moon anymore? Helium-3 is to be found on the Moon, and that is a basis for a kind of a fusion reaction that actually you can have free energy technology based on helium-3. Google helium-3, and you will find all about it, about that. That is a powerful source for energy, and it is to be found on the Moon. So maybe in secret, maybe the secret government already have built bases on the Moon, and there are wonderful pictures of the Moon and mysteries on the Moon that will be more and more discussed in 2008, that maybe the NASA will admit, yes, we found some artificial architecture, and we don't know what it is, that they admit that they could be from an ancient race. Now, imagine that the NASA would admit that. Yes, we have found some ancient ruins on the Moon, or ancient ruins on Mars. Imagine that it will be on CNN, and that they acknowledging it, and they show the pictures. What is the first thing in your mind, what they will do with that kind of information? I think the first thing that the people demand is that there will be probes and people going there to check it out, of course. And then they will say, you know what, we already did that. You see, it's so funny. So that people maybe demand that they do something about it and go there, and then they have to admit, okay, we went over there in secret. We were afraid that people go paranoid, or people being very upset about this message, this discovery. So we keep it secret. So the next step will not only be that they go there, but they already did. And then they have to reveal what they, you know, found out, what they discovered. And maybe they will admit, okay, we study the technology and the symbols, and it turns out to be maybe that part of those symbols is to be found on the crop circle phenomena. Now, that would be cool. And I had a dream or a vision, by the way, that I saw flying saucers flying over, and like a vision. And on those flying saucers, I saw symbols similar to what the blind people have to use when they go with their finger on this points, and then they can feel the letters. It's in Dutch we call it braille. Maybe it's also the same in English. So when you have this language for the blind people that you can feel the words, you know, that kind of symbols I saw on those saucers, and they appeared also in the crop circle fields. Now, when I had this vision a couple of days ago, I think it was 1.5 weeks ago, I knew it was important. And I also remember that a lot of people were in stress because they saw all those strange symbols on those aircraft flying over. And the same symbols appeared in the crop circles. And it was happening worldwide. And the question is, what is the purpose of this vision? Maybe it's just a dream, that's it, nothing more, nothing less. Or it is a premonition of another step towards the people going to experience it. But my question to everybody is, imagine if it's on mainstream news that they acknowledge aliens are here, and it will happen in 2008, or they do it in stepping stones, that they do it in 2009, and the 2008 is more like another step to have the debate and discussion about life elsewhere coming towards us. It's important that people realize that if that is happening, imagine that the aliens have technology to scan you, and that they can actually see your intent, if you are lying or not, if you're deceiving yourself or not, if you're in harmony with yourself or not, if you are having a hidden agenda or not. Let's say that they have that kind of technology, because I just recently saw some articles in the Netherlands, here in Holland, that they have now a way to scan you and they can read your emotions by a special scanner. That is also a revolution. So there will be more and more technology that will reveal what you feel and what your intents are. So let's say that the aliens have that kind of technology and that people ask themselves, I don't know why I don't have an encounter with aliens or with UFOs, and some people do. Why is that? Some people feel be left behind, or some people are angry about that. You know, that you hear many stories worldwide, people having UFO encounters, and then they say, why is it not happening to me? Imagine that they have that technology that they also can sense if you are up to it, if you can handle it. You know, if mainstream cannot handle it, we will. That's the slogan of my website called untoldmysteries.com. And, of course, the slogan of BBS Radio is, if it's not on mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So almost similar slogan. If the mainstream cannot handle it, we will. That's the slogan of my site called untoldmysteries.com or alternativemedia.eu. But to go back to the story, imagine that they actually, we have this debate that there are too many people on the planet. You know, if you study Endgame and you study that, you come to the conclusion that the elite think that there are too many people on the planet. But if there are, you know, many other planets out there, and it is possible to live on other planets if you want to, then there's enough space, you know. If you want to stay, you stay. If you want to go elsewhere, you can go elsewhere. Maybe that's the choice that people can have. And we don't have to have this scenario of doomsday. If you have seen the interview with Benjamin Fulford, with David Rockefeller, you will realize that there is an opportunity for the elitist not to get into this depopulation program, the Club of Rome, the Global 2000 report, the vaccinations, the chemtrails, the fluidization, the aspartame, and you name all electrosmoke, all of it, to have this depopulation program. If they want to stop that, doing that, they don't have to be afraid that there are too many people on the planet. If more and more free energy technology come to the surface and people going to use it, then there is no overpopulation anyway, by the way, because most of the calculations that we have on so-called overpopulation bomb that we have on this planet is based upon that we are using fossil fuel in the first place. So there is a choice. Do you wish to blindly trust the authorities that they will have this global tax system to solve problems? Because that is a tyranny in itself. Global tax system is the first step for the New World Order, world government authority, and that they can go to police the world and police the people, obey the taxes, the global tax. That is the first step. Or that we say, no, we don't accept this authority because this is abuse of power. And the whole global tax is a hoax. It's just based upon power grabbing. And it's kind of silly that we have to pay taxes about something that they have just kept away the solution for so long, you know, that they deliberately suppressed inventions, that they suppress knowledge that can free us from fossil fuels. So how ridiculous is that, that we have to pay taxes for something that has already been solved in the past? It's totally ridiculous. So I'm going to read some text in the chat. If anyone have some wishes or predictions for the future, for 2008, I also predict that more and more political people, politicians, will be exposed that they are not serving the people anymore, that they're not helping to solve the problems, that they suppress knowledge, and that they suppress access to free energy and suppress access to solutions, and that they are on a payroll for someone else, and that will happen more and more. So I will predict that in 2008, a lot of politicians will not serve the public anymore. They do it already that they don't serve the public, but it will be more obvious. People will find hard evidence of that they are really puppets on a string, and that the puppeteers, the puppet masters, actually going to be exposed as well in 2008, even more on a grander scale. Now, that is important to realize that worldwide Big Brother is going to be boosted, accelerated, all in the name of security. And they create this not to protect you, but to protect them. And if people realize that all this tax money being used to build our own prison, when the whole Big Brother system is all about control, and them being afraid of us. You see, think about that. They are afraid of us waking up. So they need a Big Brother prison planet. They need that we pay for that. They need that we have this... tasers by police and more and more surveillance technologies being implemented, RFID chips, national ID card in 2008. And maybe thanks to Ron Paul, the national ID card will be not implemented if he's being elected. So if you are really against the national ID card, because it can be abused, of course, because they are afraid of us, therefore, they need to know where you go, that your whole privilege system, your privileges, will be decided by the top, by the elite. So if you don't comply, if you don't obey, your privileges can be withdrawn from this national ID system. So we have this, driver's license, we have this paying with chip cards, we have this insurance companies using chip cards. And we have more and more chips being used. And at the end, they say, you know what? It's better to have one implant for everything. Because we live in a crisis. Maybe the money will implode. And then we need to have a solution. Because there are too many cards, too many fraud, and many manipulations. And then the microchipping of the people will start maybe also in 2008, if there's a crisis. Before that happens, you have to understand that you are a part of the revolution or not. It's your choice if you want to support Ron Paul or not. It's your choice. If you want to use your voice now and not waiting when it's too late. And, you know, and investigate and invest in to learn more about Ron Paul. Go to ronpaul2008.com, for instance. Or Google Ron Paul on YouTube. And then you see that he stands for real liberty and freedom and your constitutional rights. So that's important, that people have a choice now. In 2008, it will be maybe too late. So it's important that you use your voice now and not waiting for, you know, when it's happening, when there's a crisis. I also predict that the internet will be... severely attacked because of the new legislations and new laws and martial law and admiralty laws. And so there will be a technology implemented, maybe by Google and other huge software companies, that you have a ID card connected to your IP number, and that everything you do on the computer will be like that. You have to be held accountable for if you're accessing the computer all the time. So there will be, in the future, in 2008, the national ID card will be connected to your IP address of your computer, and that you are totally responsible what happens to your computer. So if a stranger is using your computer, you will be held accountable for it. So that's important, that you know that the limitation of internet will maybe go through this national ID card. It's connected that you have this ID card, and then you are allowed to use a computer with a certain signal that the internet providers will give you, like a special signal that is connected to that chip in this national ID card. So if you say, how do you know this, John, how are you so sure that that will happen? It is actually very simple. There is a movement that wants to suppress knowledge, and the internet was not meant to be to free the people. It was meant to use as a security system for DARPA, and they thought this is only for a select group of people, but more and more people get excited with the idea of the internet, and they never suspected that it was so powerful and so having an impact on our reality. So they actually want to go back to the old days, that they decide what you're able to read or not. They decide which sites you're allowed to watch or not. You see what I mean? because of these so-called bad things on the internet. So they will be, maybe they use the hate speech regulations or any other kind of form of control. But if that happens, it's too late to protest. You understand the concept? If they limit the access of the internet combined with a national ID card and you want to protest, it's already too late. The action is now. It's not when it is happening, then it's too late, you see? Do you get it? Oh my God, if only people are aware of this, what is will happen in 2008. 2008 can be this change. It can go both ways. It can, or not both ways, it can go one way or the other way. One way is a totalitarian big brother state, a police state, where they want you to submit with this tasers abuse and much more. Or you have a future with Ron Paul. And the world is watching. What is America going to do about this? You know, them becoming a fascist totalitarian system in 2008. There is an election. And keep in mind that the last 4 years of a presidency towards 2012 is in 2008. So the elections is a very powerful symbolic election towards 2012. Because everybody knows that if you become a president, it's for 4 years. So what kind of 4 years do you wish to have towards 2012? Do you want to have a state of fear, fear-based police state, totalitarian police state, or do you want to have another America with true freedom and spirituality and that people can actually be themselves and express themselves, including the inventors and the powerful people that can make a difference and free us from the fossil fuels raping system? So the chipping of the people is announced a few days ago by Bush, according to Snow Virtual, for so-called medical purposes. So chipping of the people is being announced by Bush a few days ago, according to Snow Virtual. I just read it in text. If people say, I never thought that it was so bad in 2008, you know, this big brother, that you never expected this, that you never imagined this way of abuse of power in the future, then you, of course, fooling yourself. You have been warned by many different types of people. I'm not the only one saying this. It's the whole spectrum of researchers, all types of person warning for, you know, if you don't do anything about it, we're going towards a totalitarian Big Brother's police state where everybody is a suspect and that you can go to prison without a charge, without legal representation. You can be held into prison, secret prison camps, you name it. The last time that I did a radio show on BBS Radio, I talked about, imagine that Rumsfeld, Dick Cheney, and Bush will put to prison because of a military coup d'etat. You know that certain generals and colonels are fed up with following illegal orders, unconstitutional wars, unconstitutional orders, that they stop serving this crimes, you know, the crimes of Bush, Cheney, and Rumsfeld. Let's say there is a military coup and they will go to prison. They can have a choice. They can choose. You know, what kind of America do you wish to have right now? You can have a choice, Mr. Bush, Mr. Cheney, and Mr. Rumsfeld. You can have a choice. Do you wish to have an America according to Ron Paul, or do you wish to have an America according to your own standards? If they say, yes, I want to have a America according to my standards, then you will be tortured and brought to secret prison camps, and then if you confess, that will be held as a so-called evidence. They will say, yeah, you confessed under torture, and that's what you do, that's your standard. And if they choose Ron Paul, then they have their, of course, constitutional rights. They will be protected by the Constitution. You see the difference? And I can predict that they, if they're going to be arrested, you know, Bush, Cheney, and Rumsfeld, if they're going to be arrested, I think they're going to vote for Ron Paul, because then they realize how bad things they do to others. It's kind of silly that they think it's all okay, but when it concerns them, then it's not okay. So I think people have to realize that that's very important. I'm just going to read some text in the chat. If people have a predictions for the future and wishes, I will talk about the wishes of the future. Is that more and more people who are inventors will help each other to bring it to the people, and just that people who have financial powers, you know, people who can invest, going to take some risks to help and assist suppressed inventions and free energy devices, because there are now, I think, over 1,000 of inventors worldwide popping up everywhere talking about free energy technology. Go to top100energy.com, for instance, top100energy.com, or freeenergynews.com, and study it, and ask the politicians to represent the people and not the multinational interests. And say that you demand that people going to invest in those projects that can free us, instead of that we being slaves of this fossil fuel. But what also happens is that maybe already worldwide people have access to free energy technology, but it's not on the news. You see what I mean? Imagine that worldwide, thousands of locations, people already use free energy technology that is farther and further and better than any kind of free energy you are used to hear about, like windmills and solar panels. I just recently read an article that solar panels can be 10 times cheaper and 10 times better. So they already have a way to convert frequencies into electricity in a much better way. And they don't have to use rare elements to produce it in the first place. It's carbon-based solar panels that are much cheaper, and they can produce more efficiency. So what is this discussion about global techs if they don't push for true acknowledgement of all those inventions? So there's a strange scenario. The elitists, the New World Order puppet masters, demanding that we going to submit and obey the global tax system, because that's one of the tools towards a world government, one of the stepping stones. And the other kind of the force, the good force, is worldwide people are coming with real solutions, not fake solution. And the media is in the middle of the battle between the serving the public interest or serving the New World Order interest. You see what I mean? So the media is in a sandwich. They know that people are going to expose them, and they know if they don't obey the New World Order, they will lose their jobs. You see, it's like a split personality. They have to choose who do you wish to serve? Do you wish to serve the public interest, or do you want to serve the New World Order elite? So the whole global tax system is ridiculous, especially if you know that there are many real solutions worldwide happening all over the planet, but it will not be televised. It's like this slogan, this revolution will not be televised. It's a slogan of a documentary about Venezuela. But maybe that's the same with the world. As long as the majority is being kept dumb about it, kept silly and uninformed about it, we are not saying enough, because we're not informed. So if you just blindly trust the mainstream media, the majority, you will have your fate, your own fate, being unfolded, that you are not informing yourself what is really happening. So people are brainwashed or mind-controlled through the media, or they have a choice. They say, enough, enough, enough. I'm going to make my own media. I'm going to be a part of the revolution. I'm going to invest time to research Ron Paul, what he stands for, and I'm going to research suppressed inventions. You know, you don't have to be very smart to use Google Video and type in suppressed inventions or suppressed cures, like Robert Beck, colloidal silver, and many, many different kinds of information being suppressed. And you have to be aware that there is a 50-50 chance of coming towards a global fascist state, a totalitarian state, or that we actually becoming truly independent, truly. So it's a very, very powerful change that we're going to experience towards 2008. It's like a crossing roads of choices. If the healthcare is going to push for that you have to be chipped because of, you know, really get an implantable chip, that's another stepping stone towards microchipping the people. But because if that is accepted, let's say that, yes, it's okay for medical purposes that you're going to be chipped, that you will receive a intelligent microchip that will monitor your blood conditions or your health conditions, and it is for your purpose, and it has a beautiful functions. It will protect you. It will help you. Now, if that will be accepted, then it is easier to the next step, and that is that people have to be chipped. I also mentioned in the past that sometimes they don't have to force you to be chipped. They're going to reward people who are going to be chipped with an enormous discount on your insurance payment. They can give you enormous discount and privileges if you accept the chip, but they don't going to enforce it to you because they know they're going to lose that battle. They know that people will not buy it. But what they will do is they make it you impossible if you not have it. You see what I mean? So the tactics of the New World Order in 2008 will not necessarily that they push for you to be microchipped. That's not the tactic. The tactic is very simple. They will give you enormous discounts if you accept a chip. They give you privileges that beyond belief, that people say, wow, I have the chip in my body and I can do this and I can do that. And I've been protected and I've been monitored. My health condition is monitored. If I have a car accident, they know my blood type. They know everything about me. That is also good for me. And, you know, see, they know how to market it. And first they do it with the animals. Then they did it with the certain people in the military and the police in Mexico and inmates and people who are prisoners. And then you have the people who are homeless, who wants to have some money from the government. They will also get chipped. And then you have the orphans, and it goes on and on and on. So first they start with the weak people, and then, of course, they're going to, for the medical reasons, that it's better to have that you have the chip. And then in 2008 will be the deadline, in combination with the national ID card, that you're not allowed to have access to any kind of internet access if you're not being chipped or not being having the national ID card. So I predict that the national ID card is connected with you having access to the internet or not, all in the name of all those new regulations and a martial law-like type of police state that you're living in, so that you can be held accountable what you do with your computer. You see what I mean? That's what we're going towards. Now, we still have some freedoms. Even it is already limited, but in comparison, we still can do a lot now. You know, we can still upload videos. We can still do a lot of protests, even if you're going to be tased or other types of abuse of power. But it is not in comparison with 2008 if you do nothing about it. So if you decide to do nothing, then you are not a part of the revolution. You understand that concept? Please think about it. If you decide to do nothing, you are not a part of the revolution. You are part of the people that support the system, the status quo, that is going to abuse power. And I hope that people realize that they cannot say to themselves, oh, I didn't know that. I never expected that. I could not predict this. I could not foresee this. This is something I never thought of. You did, because you have been warned by so many different people, not only by John Kudus from the Netherlands. You've been warned by many types of people. Ron Paul is talking about the national ID card. Now, why is that? You know, Google Ron Paul and the national ID card. Just Google it and educate yourself about what Ron Paul has to say about the national ID card. Maybe I'm crying in the desert and no one is listening. And maybe it's just that I don't have to do this because people have made up their mind anyway. You have even the people who are aware, it could be very well that the people who are aware that the majority are still afraid to do anything. You see, they're still in this mode of being passive. Now, what my question is, what could trigger you to become active instead of passive? Because you are a person studying alternative media, studying alternative point viewpoints, becoming more aware and aware and more aware. What is the turning point or the limit of your being passive for so long? What could trigger you, and now I'm totally fed up. Now I have it. That could be Ron Paul. That could be it. You just type in Google Ron Paul and your city. You know, you live in a city in America. And type in your city and look for a meeting point where you can meet each other. And then you feel alive again. Hey, I feel I meet people. Maybe you will meet the love of your life. Maybe you enjoy life. You know, you were isolated, living alone in a own social environment, and that's it. And then you decide to Google Ron Paul and meetings in your own city, and you meet people, and then you feel, wow, there's something more than only what you just experience day in, day out, that there is a difference of a world perspective. But that's your choice. It's your choice if you want to be passive. And if you are neutral, if you say, I don't know, I'm neutral, you can also go to the meeting point of Ron Paul and educate yourself. And don't make a decision yet, but you just have an open mind, what they say, and listen and study it, and then you can make a decision later. But at least you are better than passive. You see what I mean? So even the neutral people can decide to become more involved, not necessarily have to agree with everything, but you can educate yourself for later purposes. So I hope sincerely that more people will do that, that they actually go out of their couches and not only watching and television and radio and mainstream newspapers and go out and meet people. Organize in your local neighborhood something to meet each other. If you not have anyone in your neighborhood doing it, you can do it yourself. Most of the restaurants or cafes, we call it, pubs, if you go there, you can actually ask, may I use this place to have a meeting for the people to show some video. Most of them do it for free. And you know why? Because they like people to come over and drink beer and drink, you know, they earn money from you bringing people over into this bar or in this restaurant. So if you do some negotiations with the local, you know, bars and local restaurants, most of them will give you the opportunity for free because they like to have some clients to come over and drink and eat. So there you can have your presentation and you know, hire some video beamer, or it's not that expensive anymore. But you can actually have a presentation of Ron Paul of additional suppressed news or suppressed knowledge. Combine Ron Paul with suppressed inventions and suppressed cures and give your own, you know, what you want to see in the future. If you have the desire that we become really free and independent from any kind of abuse of power, we have to educate each other, and maybe some technicians come over and help and be of service. Maybe you will attract other people that turns out to be key people that will help you. So there are many ways to become, that there's like a movement of empowerment instead of being powerless. And one of the bases of not to be powerless is that you become active instead of passive. And anyone who is a brilliant negative or a false pessimist, but if you are a brilliant negative and you want to downplay anything you hear and you use your creative potential only to downplay anything you hear, that is not a sign of intelligence. The true sign of intelligence, in my opinion, is that you use your creative potential to become brilliant positive, brilliant optimistic, brilliant in your being a part of the solution instead of part of the problem. So So if you look around you and you see so many people being passive, it is because the majority think there is no way of escaping this problem. They just give up. And the reason that they give up is because they are being programmed to be like that, watching television, reading mainstream. So they are being programmed to be zombies. That's the whole part of the deal of this, corrupt mainstream media. They just downplay everything that you can actually, has nothing to do with being empowered if you watch mainstream. So do the opposite. Make your own mainstream. We are mainstream. We are becoming the mainstream media or media. We are media. You know, you have this slogan, we are change. You can also make a slogan, we are media. You know, deliver the message. Combine the forces of Ron Paul message, combine that with suppressed news and suppressed and cures, and show this presentation, announce it in your local press. Did you know that the most local press are actually enjoying what you do? They actually like it. They say, wow, this is really interesting stuff. It is the national press that have difficulties with what you talk about. The most local press, the small cities, are actually loving it if you talk about it. So if you have this local meeting point, sharing knowledge on Ron Paul and suppressed inventions and suppressed news, and you want to give a presentation, most local press will endorse it, will help you promoting it before it happens. Therefore, you have more people coming over. So I did in the past, when I started to organize conferences and lectures, I did something very basic, very simple. I decided to go to the store, and I have this little piece of paper, and I make a note. I said, this is my passion. This is what I want to do. Are there more people having the same passion? Call me. And I go to the store and put it there on a board, on a tag board, and there it was. There is my name with my passion, you know, to expose abuse of power, to talk about suppressed news and suppressed inventions, and talk about UFOs or other controversial topics, and people were phoning up. Hey, wow, I never thought that more people in this neighborhood have this interest. And it turns out to be that there are more people in your neighborhood than you can imagine, and you make friends with people in your neighborhood. And you never thought that it was possible. But it's you making the first step to allow yourself to be yourself. Allow yourself to be heard. Of course you have this fear of being ridiculed. Of course you have the fear of being labeled lunatic and you name it. But meanwhile, you feel alive. You're not a part of the system anymore. You're becoming free. So if you really want to radiate true freedom, you can actually, by doing that, you can actually have a more impact on the people around you than if you want to change the other all the time. So if you say, yeah, everything must be different, and you have to do this, you have to do that, that will not work. The best way to have a change in the world will be by doing things, making alternative media, for instance, or go places, or organize things. Did you know that organizing a local presentation is extremely simple? I'm not joking. If you want to organize in your local neighborhood something like this, those topics, it's extremely simple. What I just explained, go to a local pub, a local bar, a local restaurant, ask them if you can do a presentation. In return, they will earn money from the people that buy drinks and buy food. So they will say, yeah, cool. You see what I mean? And you can do it for free. You don't have to pay for it. You even can earn some money that you can even do larger conferences. That's what I did. You know, you can ask a small amount of money, not too high, of a price that people have to pay to come in. You first start to do it for free. And if it's becoming so popular, then you can decide to ask a little bit money, a little bit, just to, to go to the next stage. And it will be bigger and bigger and bigger. And when I organized a conference in Amsterdam, it was totally sold out. 1,200 people came watching David Icke. That I, together with David Summers, brought him to Amsterdam in 1994 and in 1996. So I talk about experience that it is not impossible to have a chain reaction of events doing this. Because if you are in the local newspapers and you make your own press release that you organize, let's say within a month, you want to have a meeting on that location, and you go to the local press, the majority of them will say, wow, interesting, something is happening. Because most of the local press are bored to death what is happening in the local media. You see what I mean? They're just looking for something that is interesting. You see what I mean? They're just bored, like, oh my God, another bingo, or another football or whatever. It's more of the same. But you can make a difference. You can actually organize something and meet people, and so you don't have to be passive. And you create a chain reaction of hope. And if you think that your neighbors or your neighborhood is not up to it, and you already have a judgment on that, you have to realize that some people, maybe the majority, have two faces. One part of the face is how they sell themselves to the other, you know, to survive, to fit in the program. And the other face is the true face, is what they really feel or think or what they stand for. So you have two different type of faces. One face is the mask, is to survive in this mad programmed world. That's one part of the behavior. The other behavior is what you truly feel or stand for. Now, when you are sticking your neck out, I know that some risks involve, but if you do this, you will attract people that will show their true faces. And it turns out to be that you have more allies than you ever can imagine. You first think that you are alone, and nobody understands me, you know, this poor me mentality. If you have this poor me mentality, poor me creates poor me reality. This poor me mentality creates poor me reality. So if you are in this state, you will be passive, and therefore it will, everything stays as it is. But if you allow that you can be surprised, and that you know that people have sometimes two faces, you know, and then you know that, then you will be surprised that you say, wow, I never thought there were so many people helping me doing this. So that is a choice. You know, you can have a choice to become active, or you can be passive and complain about the world is so bad and everything goes wrong. Poor me. I can do nothing. I'm powerless. It's so bad, and everything has to change. Of course, everything has to change, but it starts with you doing it. And by doing it, you are actually feel alive. Or you are a drone, or you're just a programmed robot, part of the system that is raping the Earth ecosystem. So it's up to you what you want. Another view of the future of 2008 that I'm going to predict is that they admit that the genetic engineering of food and animals is way further than we can imagine. That they're actually going to admit that they did some things with genetic engineering that is too weird to believe. Like, for instance, a cat in Korea that glows in the dark. They use some genes from a sea creature that glows in the dark, and they gave this gene to a cat, and now it glows also in the dark. So more and more Frankenstein food and Frankenstein animals will be created in secret or in the open that is going totally out of the, how do you say this? They go totally out of their minds. So we have to be careful about those so-called scientists that say, we do it for the best interest for you, and we have to do this. No, it's not. And then what about nanotechnology? You just Google nanotechnology, and Google the government websites. That's also very powerful stuff if you study that too. You can also use nanotechnology to have a holographic hard drive that can store terabytes, that means 1,000 gigabytes, with two lasers. They can have a next generation of a hard drive that can store 400 or 500 terabytes. That is, and have access to it extremely fast. So, and people also predicting that more and more holograms will appear in the air. That is just illusion created by secret government to create a fake, so-called fake alien threat, and they actually use it as a tool to have a world government. So that can also happen. Project Bluebeam. So we have more and more technology, and the question is, who do they serve? What are they afraid of? And what will happen in 2012? Because the room title is also talking about 2012. Is it possible that matter, as we know it, will have a total different quality to it? So the way we perceive matter now could be very different in 2012. It could be that what we see now as matter, like electrons and protons and you name it, all those smaller particles, turns out to be changing in its behavior because of our sun having alignment with the center of the galaxy being predicted by the Mayans. Now, if 2012 is not about doomsday, it's about us becoming more powerful, maybe, in our intent and our emotions and our thoughts. Now, if the elitist or the New World Order puppet masters are aware that we're becoming more powerful or more having more an impact on each other, and that our fears can be mirrored back all the time, but the opposite can also happen. If we focus on the solutions instead of only on the problems, if we really focus on what we can do and radiate freedom, true freedom, you can be mirrored back in that too. So it's all about what kind of focus do you want to have. If you focus only on the bad stuff, actually the shadow government doesn't mind you doing so. It's like a confirmation that you are powerless. So if you overreact towards all those problems you see in the world, they don't mind, because it is a confirmation that you are feeling powerless. The moment that you choose, that you say, wait a minute, I can also focus on things that I want to see in the world, you know, what I really want happening, what I wish. Okay, there is a beeping sound. I don't know if there's someone calling. Is there anyone on the phone now? Okay, this was John Kulis from the Netherlands, from untoldmystery.com radio. I have to close down. Sorry for that, and I see you another time on bbsradio.com. Have a good time. Bye-bye.